So I've got Gabby Timms, our debating and public speaking co-captain for 2019. So Gabby, can you talk a little bit about your journey in debating, which I believe you started in year seven, 6 years ago?
Yeah, so in year seven when you start doing school class debates, just in sport I think we did one, and in, or health, and in English, but then you're able to go on to year seven and eight DAV debating.
Yeah.
And that like lets you see what the competition's about.
Yeah, and they had a training session too to assist you in learning what the skill of debating's like and what's required from each speaker.
Yeah, and we always would get a mock debate from the adjudicators, and they'd show you what you do and don't do. So it's very, well,
practical.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And then you moved from year 7 and 8 DAV debating, and you moved into year 9 to 12 debating, and that was at Scotch College. What's your journey been like there?
Well, then that becomes a lot more competitive, and you're with the same group of girls each debate, and you've got more debates, so it becomes more invested in it as an activity, and
yeah,
it's really important, I think.
Yeah. And what sort of things what sort of skills have you learnt from being a part of the debating team? I mean, having 6 years now of experience in debating, it's quite significant. What skills have you learned through that?
Well, obviously it makes it a lot easier to stand up and talk in front of people, but it's also the way you work as a team in your group. It's important because you need to help each other out in your argument.
So the teamwork and the collaboration element.
Yeah.
What about other skills in terms of, researching and, the topics, most of the topics you'd know beforehand?
When you're in the younger years, you develop those research skills. But as you get older, they focus more on your ability to just stand up and talk about the topic. So you have an hour of quick research on the topic, and then you give your speech and arguments and rebuttals.
Yeah. And the feedback that the adjudicator gives you, how does that help you shape what you do the next time?
Well, it depends on whether it's group feedback, where we would work as a team to improve for our next debate, or if it's individual stuff, like don't look directly at the adjudicator for the entire thing, just work on that for the next one.
Yeah. And you had a coach along the journey. Mm. So from year 9 to 12, you had a coach who worked with you the whole time. How did that assist in what you were doing when you actually got to the debate?
That made us a lot more comfortable in our training sessions, and then it showed in our debates, because we had the same old St. Cat's girl coaching us since year 9. And she kind of came through with us in this journey. And
yeah. And was she able to impart her knowledge? I mean, she had significant experience in debating herself. Mm. And the role of the coach is to be able to assist you in the planning and the preparation phase so that you can deliver what you need to deliver. Mm. How did you find that worked? Because she was providing you with feedback and feed forward.
Yeah, she was. That was, you would have to focus on what you needed to improve in the terms of skills and your speaking, and then prepare for the topics you knew, prepare for those debates. So we were guided a lot in that regard.
Yeah. What about the connections with others? I mean, as a senior debater, you had the opportunity in year 11 last year to work with the year 7s and 8s as a mentor, and then you got to work with all of the teams from year 7 to 12 this year. How have those connections, what have you learned from those connections?
Well,
or enjoyed?
It was really enjoyable in the mentoring program. You got to kind of invest in a team, and you'd be proud when they won and got their speaker, and it really let you get to know the younger girls, which was especially important this year when a lot of them are now in year 9 doing the more intensive senior program.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thanks.